I doubled on the first part of your conversation, Phil, and I apologize. Okay, I've moved around a little bit as I'm close to a lot of RF things going around in my apartment. So is the hum still there or not, Wally?
Yeah, slightly, but you've reduced it significantly where to the point where I wouldn't have said anything now unless I was looking for it. So it sounds like a 60 hertz tone, you know, like some light bulb or LED bulb or your power supply that's running your all-star node or something like that. It sounds exactly like a 60 hertz tone, or it could be, you know, it could be something inside there, you know. But that's what it sounds like. But now, whatever you did, I wouldn't have said anything. So you've reduced it by moving, so that can eliminate the power supply and stuff like that to your node. Phil, I missed what you said because Don and you doubled at the same time about the Kenwood radio. You said, I thought you said it was kind of a cheapie. Restart with just like the first quarter of your QSO there. W8BD.
Yeah, and by the way, I took my volume way up. I did not hear any hum. Of course, I'm with a mobile with a speaker that's probably purposely reducing the low end for quality. So I did not hear it. At the time it was a pretty fairly high end, but it's an older TK model. It's a P25 in analog, but it's got a lot of the same, you know, it's equivalent to what a Motorola STS would be. It's a smaller package, better. I think the screen is better, and I can program the buttons for long press functions, which can't seem to do on the Motorola.